brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and we have an interesting show today. I'm going to be joined later in the show by other InfoWars staff. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson calling in from England Live. We've got Anthony Gucciardi, who will be here in the studio, as well as Jakari Jackson. And we're going to have an interview later on in the show with Bill Still. Now, he's a filmmaker, a documentarian. He made a film that we carry here at InfoWars, Jekyll Island, and we're going to talk to him about the history of the Fed. You know, it's coming up to 100 years that they've been doing what they do to us, and we're going to talk about what they do to us. We're going to talk also about the, it actually goes much longer than 100 years, this kind of oppression from central banks, what he talks about in his documentary. It's a wonderful documentary. I've seen the entire thing. And it's anybody that loves history, anybody that's interested in money, anybody that wants to understand what's going on in this country needs to see this documentary. We're going to talk to him about the history of money as well as the future of money. And that's going to be coming up later on in the show. So we also want to take some of your calls. We're going to be talking to, Anthony Gucciardi and Paul Joseph Watson. And we're going to take some of your calls and get some of your comments about special reports they've got coming our way. Now, we just had an election. We had, actually, in Texas, we just had our first racist election. That's right. We used voter IDs, actually photo voter IDs. Can you imagine that? We actually required people to look at it. An interesting thing is that we actually had about twice as many voters in Texas, even though that was supposed to suppress turnout. It actually didn't suppress turnout. We had a lot of voters in Texas show up. But, showing a photo ID, that's not really a racist thing, is it? Is that really a racist thing? The same laws that the Department of Justice, Eric Holder, is coming after Texas as well as North Carolina because they're requiring photo ID. And yet, they allow it in Indiana, and many other states have exactly the same laws. But they're coming after Texas and North Carolina. Why? Well, they say that because these states are in the South, because they're part of the old Confederacy, that therefore these laws must be racist laws. It's absolute nonsense. I can tell you, coming from North Carolina, I had a friend of my brother-in-law's tell him that he went to vote. And, of course, in North Carolina, you would, in the past, just show up and give them a name and an address, and they'd look it up. Well, anybody can look up a name and address in a phone book, so you can basically go in and vote the phone book. And they give you plenty of time to do it, too. It's not just one election day, of course. That was another reform that we got, was extending the election periods, not just absentee ballots, but you have a very long election period. So a dishonest person can go in and vote often and vote early, as they say. Well, my friend went in to vote, and he gave them his name and address, and they said, you've already voted today. He said, no, that can't be. Oh, no, you voted, and your, I think it was mother, voted. She was at the same address, and she had deceased. So, both he and his dead mother had already voted that day. Now, did he turn that in as a voter fraud complaint? No. He didn't have the time to bother with it. He didn't want to come on the show and talk about it. That happens, though. But people don't want to take time out of their life to pursue this. And so what we hear from the Board of Elections is, well, it's not really a problem because it isn't happening. It is happening. It's very easy to happen. It's not an oppressive thing to have a voter ID. As a matter of fact, here in Texas, you got seven choices of photo ID, things like a driver's license, a military ID, or a passport. It's not an oppressive or racist thing to require an ID, a picture ID. A lot of places require that just to cash a check or to do a transaction in a retail place. We've also got other election results that are coming in. You know, I like to call these un-election results because in an election, you get to make a choice, but not in the un-election. And we're going to talk about that right after the break. We'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about with an un-election result. Stay tuned.
Thank you. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work, and the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and I love that bumper. If you haven't seen that, you need to take a look at that on video. You did a great job of retro bumper there, as well as Alex kind of going into this Pokemon thing that he does there, but not in real life. So we were just talking before the break about how we just had our first racist election here in Texas. That's right. We had voter ID, photo IDs, like you have to show when you're cashing a check in most places. And everybody said that's going to suppress voter turnout, and yet we had a twofold increase in voter turnout. Didn't happen. And these are the same laws that many other states have. Indiana, several states in the Northeast have enacted photo ID laws. And yet in Texas and in North Carolina, Attorney General Eric Holder is coming after those state laws, accusing them of being racist. And that simply isn't the case. As I mentioned before the break, I know personally of someone who went to vote in North Carolina where, when there were no voter ID laws, and was told that he had already voted along with a dead relative that lived at the same address. But, you know, I think the real story here is the un-election that is going on. And we're getting returns from the un-election every day. Just a couple of days ago, we learned that 900,000 people in California were unelected from their health care plan. They didn't get a choice in that. Now we find out that in Colorado, 250,000 people have been canceled from their health care plans. That's kind of the un-election, isn't it? You know, you were told that you could keep your health care plan. You had picked out what you wanted to do. Can't you make a decision about your own life? You know, we're supposed to be able to make decisions to elect people to rule over us like kings and tyrants, but we can't be allowed to make decisions about what our health care is going to be, evidently, according to Obama. That's not really going too well. He got skewered pretty well at the Country Music Awards last night. They had a couple of country and western singers, Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood. And they quipped, I started signing up last Thursday, and I'm almost done. So, I don't know. That's a pretty good turnaround. They shouldn't be complaining about that. We've also kind of got some returns from zombie elections. We find out that in Washington State, we had two dead candidates are winning their election races. And I guess that really kind of works if you've got people who are dead voting. Wouldn't you expect they'd vote for dead candidates? Would come up with a new party, the dead party, maybe, the ungrateful dead. I guess we're not grateful enough for what Obama's done for us with health care. Another sad thing that came out of the election results was the $22 million propaganda campaign that Monsanto ran, as Anthony Gucciardi reports on InfoWars. And basically, they outspent the opposition yet again on just an honest labeling campaign for GMO. Wouldn't you like to know what's in your food? I mean, why can't we know what's in our food? I guess, like laws and sausage, we're not allowed to know what's in our soda pop either. We don't want to know what goes in there, because if you knew what went into laws, sausages, and soda pop, you probably wouldn't want to have anything to do with any of those. And this happens over and over again, that we get outspent and people are very easily swayed if they're, see, commercial after commercial, obviously. Mike Adams has a article that he put out after the election talking about that and saying over and over again, we're getting taken out at these simple issues of just letting people know what's in their food. And he pointed out that we need to change our strategy. It's a very much, we're trying to go against these people in their strength. We can't out-PR them. We can't out-advertise them. And he says we need to go to some kind of an asymmetrical warfare. And he's not talking about actually getting violent, but he's talking about how we need to not, he said the people that are running these campaigns are kind of nice. There's a lot of areas that they don't really want to go. And Mike is alluding to something that he's got coming down the road, but just in general, we notice this, that you know, if you've got a bear coming at you, like I've talked about before back in North Carolina, they tell you to throw sticks at the bear. They tell you to yell and shout at the bear. They tell you to look aggressive, look big. They don't tell you to say, nice bear, go away. They don't tell you to get really nice and soft, because or to run away from it, right? You do that, you're history. So you have to basically get in their face. The same sort of thing that Alex did on Piers Morgan. A lot of people like that. And of course, there were people who didn't like that because they didn't like what Alex was saying. But it was a very powerful thing to see someone not just engage in an intellectual debate, but to actually get up and be passionate about freedom. And that's what we need to see. We need to see people passionate about freedom. We need to show the effects of GMO. We need to show these pictures of the rats with massive tumors. I mean, we need to get tough with this instead of just being nice. Sometimes I'm accused of being too nice and too soft on things. We need people like Alex that are going to get out there and shout with passion, and we need to get on that with the GMO, because, as I said, they're taking us out because they can outspend us with PR. Now, along the lines of Obamacare, we have this strange thing of this couple in Brooklyn that are going to get divorced so they can save money, so they can afford health insurance. You know, I think instead of them divorcing, we need to look at ways that we can divorce Obama, or at least go into some kind of a legal separation. And I think there's people who are coming up with that. Certainly as far as the NSA stuff goes, we've got a lot of people that are coming up with market solutions to the invasions of privacy that have been going on now. This is revealed several months ago. And do you see anybody in Congress doing anything about it? Me neither. But there are people in the tech community that have been busy about this on a lot of different fronts. we've got the founder of Lavabit. Now, if you remember, Lavabit was the email provider for Ed Snowden. And the feds came to him and wanted encrypted emails that belonged to Ed Snowden. And rather than turn them over, he shut down his entire service. And the same thing happened with Silent Circle. That was run by Phil Zimmerman. He's the guy that created PGP. You may remember PGP. That's been around a very, very long time. That's been around since the Internet was in its infancy. I always found it clumsy to use, and so I never really used PGP. But both of those services shut down, and now they're looking at coming up with something called dark mail, which they believe is going to be a solution to the privacy, to the snooping. And he had an interesting quote, Levinson did. He said, if you knew what I know about email, you might not use it. It's kind of like what I mentioned before, you know, if you knew what goes into sausage and into legislation, you wouldn't want to have anything to do with either one of those, as Bismarck said. Now, he's not only coming up with dark mail, but there's also projects out there. Cody Wilson, who did the 3D printable gun, has got dark wallet, which is a way to keep your anonymity, a little bit stronger protection for your anonymity within Bitcoin, as you put things in your wallet. And there are ways that people can discover your wallet when the FBI confiscated the coins from Silk Road when they shut it down. They got about 26,000 coins. That was identified by someone in the Bitcoin community. So now when those coins are spent, you know that they're coming from the FBI. They labeled that wallet. Dark wallet. So there's ways that they can do that. If someone makes a connection to you, then basically you lose that anonymity. They're coming up with a new way to keep that private called dark wallet. And of course, there's another program you might want to know about, Safe Slinger. That's a free text security program that is available for free with iPhone and with Android. I've got that. That's actually a very interesting program because you basically get with someone in person. And you compare things that are on your two phones, and you get matches on those two phones, and that's the way you set up your keys between those two people. So you're not transmitting anything at all in the clear. You're kind of doing it there where you're standing next to each other. The free market is going to come up with solutions to this tyranny and this oppression. I don't think we're going to see it from the government. Certainly not going to see it from Washington. They just keep on doing the same thing. There's no legislation being brought out by anyone that I'm aware of that's going to rein any of this stuff in. And every day we get more revelations about what the government's doing. Today we find from the New York Times that CIA is said to be paying AT&T for call data. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. What they say is that under a voluntary contract and not under subpoena, that AT&T is cooperating with them. So they're not getting subpoenas, they're not getting court orders, they're just doing it voluntarily. The reason they can do that is because the government maintains the idea that if you give your information to a third party, like to a phone company or to an internet provider, then that third party can voluntarily turn over your private information. And they don't need a search warrant. In other words, if they were to come directly to you, they would need a search warrant. But if they get it from somebody that you gave it to, they're saying that they don't need a search warrant. That's one of the major reasons that they're coming up with CISPA, is to give litigation protection to these companies, because they've essentially betrayed their trust to you. Even though they may have it, and probably do have it, buried somewhere, and they're constantly changing terms of and services conditions, still, what they're doing is they're cooperating with the government, and they still have some legal exposure in that. So that's one of the things that CISPA was about giving these large corporations legal immunity from lawsuits because they violate your property, your privacy, turning over your information voluntarily to the government. So we see that the CIA is doing that now with AT&T. No big surprise there. We also see, though, that the inventor of the World Wide Web is criticizing the NSA over privacy breaches. This is a story from that just broke today. This is coming from the Telegraph. And this is exactly the sort of thing we're seeing. This is where our hope for privacy lies in the future. We can't really divorce Obama and these other guys because they're kind of running these crooked elections, but we can get a legal separation. We can legally move ourselves away from these guys. And there are a lot of people who are very angry, very upset now that they see these Snowden revelations. And they're going to keep offering solutions to us in the private sector where we can get another internet that's separate from it. I don't think that the BRICS internet number two from Russia and China, I don't think that's going to offer any privacy, but we're going to see what happens with these private ones. We'll be right back.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and a destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Why the union is a big businessman, and it's going down as a dinosaur.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and we're going to be joined here at the bottom of the hour with Paul Joseph Watson from England, and we're going to be talking about his article today about a guy calling for forced abortions. But there's an story that's going on here in Texas, and I interviewed the fellow last Friday on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Mark Crutcher from Life Dynamics. They broke this story back in May, and so far nothing has happened with it. They filmed, let's take a look at what some of these witnesses in an abortion, actually these are clinic workers that have witnessed live babies being murdered by an abortionist. They're exactly like the Kermit Gosnell case. And let's look at what they had to say. This is a short clip here.
You see the baby alive.
Yes, sir.
And him kill that baby outside the womb.
Yes, sir.
And this would be done by jamming some sort of instrument into the...
Either that or spine. Twisting the head off the neck. Kind of with his own bare hands.
And you saw that happen?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So he would twist the head off.
Sometimes he would go through the stomach as well.
Sometimes he would do what?
He would like force it through the stomach.
The instrument. Mm-hmm. The is it beards?
And twist it.
Yeah.
And you saw that?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that he can get to the fastest. Like she said, the umbilical, he was probably perforating the umbilical cord. I normally saw either the snipping of the spine or the introduction of the instrument in the soft spot of the fetus, normally. Or twisting of the neck.
Remember he would put like his finger?
Yeah, or his finger.
Yeah.
He'd take his finger and
then through the throat.
Yeah.
I have watched that several times, and I cannot get used to that. That is essentially the same thing that Kermit Gosnell was convicted to life in prison for, and several of his workers, co-workers there at that clinic. And as Life Dynamics has pointed out, if you are a worker in one of these clinics and you don't come forward and put this out there, you are an accessory to murder, and we've already seen that happen. When the Kermit Gosnell case. Now, this was just a clip of the testimony that they had. They had the full testimony, and they sent that to several law enforcement sources so they could see the unedited testimony. They sent it to the Homicide Division of the Houston Police Department. They sent it to the Texas Medical Board. They sent it to the Texas Department of State Health Services, and they sent it to some state legislators. And 20 Texas lawmakers sent letters to these people saying that they wanted an investigation. And yet here we are, about 5 or 6 months later. That was in May. We're now in November. Nothing has been done yet. It's kind of like the Sherlock Holmes story, the dog that didn't bark. And so the question is, why is there no investigation going on? There's connections between the mayor of Houston and Planned Parenthood, her partner. She's openly homosexual. Her partner is a very high up in Planned Parenthood, and also part of the. There's some issues with campaign finance that I'm not sure if those were vetted out or if they're still under investigation. But this article, there was a lot of coverage of it in May when it happened because they released this information right after the Gosnell trial, and it was picked up by the Daily Mail and others. The Daily Mail went the headline, Second House of Horror Abortion Clinic Where Doctor Twisted Heads Off of Fetuses and Necks with His Bare Hands is Investigated in Texas. Well, it's not clear that it is being investigated in Texas. Scroll down to that article, guys. Take a look at this abortion clinic. And every time you see an abortion clinic, this thing is set up, it looks like some kind of a dark prison. You can look at this on Google Street View. That's what they embedded in the article. A metal gate around it, a concrete bunker-like building with a few windows. Most of the time, they don't even have windows on the first floor, so you can't see in. It's a very, very dark thing. Now, a couple of weeks after they put this out, there was a reaction. Houston Chronicle came out and said, the headline was, anti-abortion group targets doctor, some call it a witch hunt. And they had a quote in there. Now listen to this quote, and consider the source. This is from Amy Miller, the founder of Whole Woman's Health, which operates 5 abortion clinics in Texas. She said, you have to consider the source and the motivations. You have to know it is a political tool with an agenda. Now, Amy Miller, who runs 5 abortion clinics, she wouldn't have any motivations in this, would she, in calling it a witch hunt? She wouldn't have any kind of agenda, would she? It's a very, very sick thing, but it's becoming socially acceptable for people to talk about not only abortions, but to talk about forced abortions, forced sterilization. And we're going to have be talking to Paul Joseph Watson about the article that's on InfoWars today about that and about many other subjects when we come back. It's something we all need to think about. And I think when you see a partial birth abortion, you see...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. And we're joined right now with Paul Joseph Watson from England, one of our InfoWars staff writers. I'm sure you've read his fine articles that he puts out all the time. One of the key writers that we have here. We've got a great staff on the website, as you all know, I'm sure. Paul, are you there?
Yes, good to be here, David.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you finally. We've sent emails back and forth, but I've never actually talked to you in the past. So, I don't know if you heard this story that I was just talking about that's happening in Houston, where we have another Kermit Gosnell situation. We've got a doctor who has been accused of his staff of twisting the heads off of babies that are born alive. And yet here we are about 6 months after these revelations came out, and no investigation is being conducted as far as we know.
I mean, it's really amazing. Even the people I talk to who are against abortion they then either meet people or directly come into contact with hospitals that provide carry-out abortions. And that turns them anti-abortion simply through seeing the horrific procedures. Because there's this idea that, you know, people think it's like putting down an animal or something. It's not. It's completely horrific if you actually look at the procedures that they have to go through to actually abort babies. And, you know, in terms of Gosnell and people like him, he kind of drew enjoyment out of it. And even the people blowing the whistle on him, they were involved in it as well. But now we've got a guy who is a prominent activist, gay rights activist, who appeared on Australian television. And he openly advocated that abortion be made mandatory for 30 years, forced abortion. And I think we've got the clip.
Yeah, let's play that clip.
Do you each think would have the greatest potential to change the world for the better if it were implemented?
Dan, let's start with you.
Oh my God.
You got to give us a minute to think about that.
Population control. There's too many goddamn people on the planet. I don't know if that's a... You know, I'm pro-choice. I believe that women should have the right to control their bodies. Sometimes in my darker moments, I'm anti-choice. I think abortion should be mandatory for about 30 years. That's a dangerous idea. She wanted a dangerous idea. So throw a chair at me.
That is a very dangerous idea.
I actually have to think about it for a minute.
Wow. You know, they could talk about that in the abstract, but I've got an idea. I've got an idea that's pretty dangerous. So we actually had a revolution over it, that we have a creator that endows us with certain inalienable rights like life and liberty. You know, and Jefferson, who wrote that, also said, the God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. The hand of force can destroy but not disjoin them. You cannot have any freedom if you're going to allow people to, at some point in time, kill other people. Because then you get on this slippery slope as to when you can kill people. When can you euthanize people? When can you abort people?
Well, and, you know, how that is carried out in countries that do provide forced abortion is, again, horrific. I mean, look at China. They literally kidnap women off the streets or out of their own beds, beat them up, forcibly drag them to state hospitals, inject them with abortion-inducing drugs, and they have the forced abortion. It's completely horrific, and this is basically what he's calling for. And this is not some, you know, guy on the sidelines. He's quite prominent. He's got 170,000 followers on Twitter. He's regularly on HBO Real Time with Bill Maher. This is a prominent guy. Imagine the outrage if a prominent anti-abortion activist had called for all homosexuals to be killed. Yeah. That would be a massive, massive outrage. This happened 3-4 days ago. Barely a whimper, barely anything. And we can get into the moral outrage in a minute, but it's this notion about overpopulation, which again and again we have to restate, is a complete myth. Mm-hmm. It's a bankrupt argument, both scientifically and factually. The replacement rate for humans is 2.1 children. If we don't achieve that rate globally, then the human population will eventually die out. Already in half the world, we're below 2.1. I mean, look at Europe, for example. Italy is 1.4, Spain 1.48, Germany 1.36. Even in America, it's down to 1.89, which again is below the replacement rate.
That's right.
A couple has to have 2.1 children for the replacement rate of human population to be kept stable. If it's below that, then we're in decline.
And there's a lot of factors that come into that. It's not just economic factors. It's also things like pollutants in the water or plastic, BPA, that lower fertility rates.
Well, precisely. There are a lot of different factors that contribute to it. The general theme is what they call demographic transition, which is this shift from high birth rate and high death rate, which obviously happened during times of heightened disease, to low birth rate and low death rate, which is the phase that we've now definitely shifted into. So even in countries like Brazil, India, and Indonesia, where people think that the population is skyrocketing beyond all control, they're in fact now also falling below the rate of fertility. And the UN's own figures, this is not Infowars.com, this is not some right-wing think tank that's come out with these figures. This is the UN Population Fund, their own figures show world population will get to about 9 billion by 2050. After that, it will start to decline dramatically. And the problem in the future is going to be underpopulation, not overpopulation.
Right.
So any policy or any advocacy based on the justification of preventing overpopulation is completely fraudulent.
And you see, in Russia, they've figured that out. They're actually trying to give bonuses to people who have children, Putin is. But away from that, away from the Malthusian nonsense that's been disproven over and over again, back to the moral issue. I guess it kind of comes back to the point where it's very easy for somebody to talk about population control in the abstract because they don't really see what's happening. As you mentioned, people that you know that have gone to abortion clinics and have seen it, it takes it away from the abstract. It's kind of like, I think, so many people in the abstract, they're not really worried about the NSA listening to their data, but you take that situation where Tom Mabe, the comedian, went out with a boom mic and a NSA or CIA type of suit, you know, black suit with sunglasses, and he starts recording people's conversations, standing in front of them with a boom mic. They instantly see that as an offense. And I think people obviously understand that when these children are born alive, that that's a horrible thing, what was described that this doctor was doing. And you also see that happening with partial birth abortion, where they would partially take the child that could survive on its own and abort the child and call it an abortion because part of the baby is still inside of the mother. You get into this slippery slope area where are you going to say that it's a murder if the baby is partially inside the mother, if it's totally removed from the mother, if it's full term, at what point do you decide that it's murder? And that's the problem. It's kind of the same thing that we see happening in Gitmo. There was an article today from Russia Today, and this fellow was talking about how he was tortured in Gitmo. And he said it was an area without any laws. And that's what happens when you give people the capability to torture and to kill. Then you've got a situation where it becomes a situational ethics where they can change the situation. They can do that to anybody.
Yeah, and its end justifies the means, isn't it? It's this whole idea of disrespecting life and frowning upon life and thinking that life has no meaning, no value, which is what happens in China and increasingly in Western countries where you see, you know, babies by the side of the road or young children who have been run over by cars and people just walk past ignoring them as they lie in the gutter bleeding. That's what it all leads towards. And it's interesting with this whole overpopulation thing because, I mean, for example, I was at a safari park here near where I live recently, and they were doing a cheetah demonstration. And it turned out that the actual safari park was involved with David Attenborough, who basically says that humans are a plague and we should stop feeding the third world. And the Optimum Population Trust. And they were indoctrinating British children through this Optimum Population Trust to not have kids of their own in order to save the cheetahs. Now, David, how many wild cheetahs live in Britain?
you probably saw all of them in that park, didn't you, Paul?
Yeah, that was probably half of them. But again, why are they teaching British kids not to have children to save the cheetahs? How on earth are those two linked? The decline of cheetah population is due to deforestation, which, coincidentally, a lot of the global warming alarmists are behind with the growing of the biofuel, which is causing massive deforestation. But they link it to, if you know, you've got to only have one child or don't have any children at all in Britain, which also has a fertility rate under 2.1, so we're dying off as well, even with the immigration. They're saying you can't have kids either to save the cheetahs.
They really hammer that there. I remember taking my family to London about 15 years ago and going to the Children's Museum, and they had a loop talking about exactly what you're talking about. A loop, it was essentially the Gaia theory, you know, where mankind is a virus on the planet's surface. And they just played this. All these kids are up there playing at the highest level of the floor. They had a play area for the kids. And they've got this large television set just playing this propaganda film over and over again, telling them that humans are a plague. Overpopulation is destroying all the other life forms, and we need to get rid of the humans. I mean, it's absolute eugenicism.
It is, but
total population control.
Even they must know that it's completely fraudulent. They must know the real science, which I just talked about. So it even goes beyond like racist eugenicist beliefs about culling the herd to the point where the elite act as if they totally have hate and contempt for humanity, like they're some kind of invading alien species that's being brought here to wipe us all out. It's difficult to put it into logic, because they must know that it's complete nonsense, and yet they still push it. They indoctrinate the children with this belief, this eugenicist belief.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you've got another article you wanted to talk about. You told me that utility bills in Europe, of course, are skyrocketing because of carbon taxes and other regulations. It's another part of just the entire oppressive infrastructure of changing not only the number of people that we've got, but the quality of everyone's life. And really, if you look at it, it's not just a quality of life issue, but it is also an issue of how long you're going to live. If you look at cheap, available energy, that's a very good predictor of lifespan for a community.
Well, yeah, CO2 emissions are directly linked to prosperity, to quality of life, which is what this post-industrial revolution is all about. Recently in Britain, and in Europe in general, people are paying 17% more for their energy bills. There was this big controversy about the energy companies raising their electricity and gas prices. And the explanation given for that was that it was these greedy energy companies hoarding all the profit. It was this socialistic explanation. But what the news media, especially the BBC, didn't explain is the fact that these energy companies are mandated to implement European Union CO2 emission targets of 20% below 1990 levels. And the way they do that is by funding, quote, renewable energy like wind farms, which, as we know, are completely useless. Uh-huh. It actually costs more money in public subsidies to keep them running than the actual monetary value of the energy they generate. So these energy companies have to pay money to build wind farms. Meanwhile, as in America with the EPA, they're being forced to mothball coal plants, which provide cheap energy. Mm. And these costs for renewable energy are being passed on directly to the consumer. So it's already a carbon tax by stealth. So it's not the greedy energy companies that are doing this. They're being mandated by law to enforce European Union CO2 emission targets. So again, it goes back to this idea of collecting power in the hands of the state. Socialists will complain and whine all day about high energy bills, and they'll blame the greedy companies for it, but it's not their fault. They're only enforcing what they're mandated to do by the government, which is what's causing these energy prices to rise.
Yeah, you know, renewable energy is a very trendy thing, and it's a great idea when you do it individually, when you do it off the grid. If you want to get solar power, if you want to get wind power, and you can the most expensive part of those systems is trying to store the energy so that you have something, if you're off the grid, you have something when the wind is not blowing or when the sun is not shining. It really doesn't work for a major company, for the utility companies that are on the grid, because they have to store the energy and they can't keep up with the, especially for wind power. It's constant. If you look at the output, it's not a constant output. It's constantly changing. And it basically is all over the place. They built a large wind farm off the coast of Ireland, and they thought that if they extended it over a larger area that they would smooth out the peaks and the troughs, but instead all they got were larger peaks and larger troughs, and there's no way to smooth that out. You can't have electricity that is pulsating up and down over the grid. It has to be very stabilized. So that what they wind up doing is cycling these existing coal plants as if they were some kind of an AC power source, and it increases the carbon output of the coal plants by making them turn on and turn off to supplement the power that they're getting from the wind.
Well, precisely. And I mean, look at what's happening in Spain. You've got people who've got solar panels, which is all fine and well. And now the government is taxing them for generating energy with their own solar panels.
Right.
So they won't let you have self-sufficiency. But the point about the energy bills is, you know, it's not hitting the corporations, the oil and energy companies. It's hitting 80-year-old pensioners in Europe, yes, some of whom are literally going to freeze to death this winter because they can't afford to pay the bills. And it's these green taxes. It's carbon taxes by default. They didn't have to impose it on, you know, tax per mile. In Europe, they're already doing it. In America, you've got the shale boom, which is kind of offsetting it a lot. But it's going to come to America too. And again, it's about post-industrial revolution. It's about a green economy, which in Spain has caused a 26% unemployment rate, 56% youth unemployment rate. And Obama said that was the model for America. So you've got that to look forward to.
Well, you know, you mentioned the tax per mile. Now they're starting to talk about that in the U.S. as well. So you get people who go out and they buy renewable energy sources like solar, and then they get taxed by the Spanish authorities for having solar panels. You have people who go out and buy fuel-efficient cars, and then they change the method of taxation. We have a gasoline tax, which is basically a use tax. It's an anonymous use tax that they don't have to know where you're going or how much you're driving. They don't have to track that, but it also reflects your use of the road. And you can do something to, if you're concerned about exhaust emissions for whatever reason, you can get a more fuel-efficient car. But now they're going to penalize the people who have invested in fuel-efficient cars.
Well, that's similar to what's happening in France, which is this eco tax on vehicles weighing over 3.5 tons. So any vehicle that they're using to transport goods is now being hit with this eco tax. They had to temporarily roll it back because this past weekend there were huge riots in Brittany and other areas of France. But they're now, again, taxing, as you said, for use of vehicles, not merely taxed by mile.
And that's affecting riots. Farmers in those areas as well, because they're the ones who are really getting hit with it. And, of course, it's going to come out in people's food costs, and people are going to say, oh, the greedy farmers, just like they talk about the greedy coal companies. Hang on, Paul, we're going to be right back, right after the break.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and I'm talking to Paul Joseph Watson. And we've been talking about renewable energy and what it's doing to fuel prices in England. Now, I said we would take your calls, and we've got a very special caller who always goes to the front of the line. That's Alex Jones, and he wanted to get in on this renewable energy discussion that we're having. Alex, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm out here taking care of errands for the InfoWars operation, about back into the office. But just listening to the great job you're both involved in. I'll let you get to those calls in the segment. And the next day, we've got a lot of other special reports coming up today with Anthony Bucciardi, Jakari Jackson, and others, and phone calls. But listen, I just want to make it clear. The globalists are all on record. I made the film Endgame about this with their own statements. They are creating a post-industrial world on purpose because the mega elite corporations are all exempt from these regulations. GE is exempt from the coal regulation that all the other companies aren't. All the big companies are exempt from the Obamacare. That is the heart of all this that cuts right through all their fake arguments. They are conscious criminals consolidating the economy, but creating socialism and communism at the grassroots. They're offshore exempt under fascism or diplomatic immunity to make you dependent. So they will always raise the taxes, and they will always raise the price of energy, the ultimate tax. It's a form of siege, to where it's impossible to pay. And that is how they social engineer. It is totally diabolical. Look at Venezuela going bankrupt with their health care. Look at EU health care going bankrupt. But the elites all have their private clinics. So this is the plan. And people have to understand, it's not socialist mismanagement. People wonder why it's so screwed up. It couldn't be worse, because it's precision military economic warfare on record, and that's what they're doing. That's why I'm not against gay people. I don't even think about that. They say, oh, you don't want to accept me teaching your five-year-olds about it. It's in all the government documents that we cover in Endgame 1.5 that they said, we're going to teach this and go after heterosexuals of the family and tax the family where you cannot reproduce. We're going to add sterilants. And that's why they have the gay leaders everywhere. Literally, I was invited 10 years ago to a birthday party of a cousin who's gay. And the people all walked up to me bigotedly. I mean, I'm talking at a bar with like 100 gay people, okay? And henpecked all the straight people there and told me it was gross that I had a son and that my wife was pregnant again because she was there and pregnant. And they literally ran us out of there. They were bigoted. I'm not bigoted, and I'm sick of it. This is a type of biological suicide bombing operation to cut everything off and to teach our kids, you know, that you don't need to have kids and it's bad. At Whole Foods, people marched up to my wife probably 15 times and said, you shouldn't have three kids. They can go to hell. I'll have more if I can. Anyway, God bless you, gentlemen. That's what I call them about. They are the racists. They are the biggest. I'm not talking about the average gay person out there. I'm talking about the establishment using it as a weapon against humanity. God bless you, gentlemen.
And it's not just that they're exempt from the taxes, Alex. It's that look who they want us to pay for indulgences. They want us to talk. They want us to give money to Blood and Gore, to Al Gore and his partner, Blood. They want us to pay them at like a religious indulgence to use energy. They want to make everybody renters. They don't want anybody to have anything. Just like the Federal Reserve, just like we have to pay them every time a dollar is created, every time you use a watt of energy, you have to pay Blood and Gore. What do you think about that, Paul?
Well, I mean, that's it. And going back to Ted Turner, he got five kids. I mean, he supports the one-child policy for the world, and he's got five children. Yeah. Same with Al Gore. I think he's got four kids.
Well, he's exempt.
Yeah, they're all exempt from it. Don't worry about that.
That's right, yeah.
This cultural Marxism, isn't it? This whole idea of attacking the family and Western civilization. It's about creating the myth that oppression comes from traditional Western institutions, and that is naturally oppressive. Well, it's blatant cultural Marxism.
It goes all the way back to Plato's Republic. He wanted to destroy the family because he wanted to make...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friend.
friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.